start feeling dirty and you need to take a bath. If you are looking for that something to pick you up after you crash, and if you're feeling nervous about your curious rash, just listen to the Flippin' Flippers, your weekend hangover podcast.
All right, well, you ready to do this?
Let's... All right, I don't know if I'm ready.
You're gonna say three things anyways. It doesn't matter.
Weekend hangover, with a podcast. I'm rusty. I forgot how. My slogan.
That's funny. That's funny. But you'll figure it out. You'll catch up.
Yeah, I just like totally forgot. Like you're just like yeah, S spot, like, and I'm like,
I'm like, hey, you're listening to the Flippers. Just dead silence.
You're like, S spot, your lives. Oh yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to say your line.
Your weekend hangover podcast. Like I'm just reading it.
Yeah. Your weekend hangover podcast.
Podcast.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm good. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers.
Your weekend hangover podcast.
And I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Esteban.
The brown guy.
Yeah. And we're back.
And after, we're back. We're sorry. After a brief, what do they call it? A hiatus.
Yes.
You know what the problem is? There's a writer's strike. So, you know, like, I mean, we don't write this material ourselves. They write it. So, yeah. I mean, this is... You know how they say, like, scripted reality? That's us. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's right. So nothing's real. It's all fake news.
Right. We're essentially just...
Imported, and then we wouldn't be able to come back, so...
I was going to say we're essentially just Duck Dynasty, like, for the podcast world. Yep, we're the scripted reality.
The scripted scrippers.
That sounds good. That sounds like something you would buy at Lowe's.
You mean the scripting? Scripters? No. Scripting? Scrippers? Not scripters.
Yeah, try that again. Try that again. I'll give you one more try.
I can't. Because I think it has something to do with technology and computers.
I like the stripping scripters. Those are my favorite.
Yeah. That's right. They're just really breaking down computer code.
Right. Oh,
that'd be amazing. The stripping scripters?
Okay, we'll just start it.
Yeah.
Just start Alan, that podcast. Okay.
Alan, our friend.
So, I got news. I got big news.
All right, tell me.
So, this last weekend, I was cordially invited by I almost said JB Davis. I don't know why I said that.
he's everywhere.
Yeah, he's just on my brain. I think about you at night, late at night, Jamie, at 12:30 at night. When my kids are sleeping, I think of you, Jamie Davis. No, Blake Weiland like invited like anyone who could make it as part of like the Tone Mob to go to like Fear the Riff in New York City, and I just didn't have to work that weekend, so I was like, oh, I'm going to New York City. So I just decided to go.
I went with the reefer.
Don't fear the reefer. Is that what you just said?
California, Aaron Abubo, this is for you, buddy. Soda, wherever you get your pot, Colorado. Make it happen.
Yeah, Colorado. They get it. They all get it from Colorado. Colorado is the gateway drug of states.
That's right.
So, yeah, no, it was super awesome. I went with Jason Fuzzmonger, and we drove down there, and it was fantastic. We had a great time. He was a perfect gentleman. Kept his hands to himself, which is great because my wife was in the back seat. Her brother lives in Brooklyn, so she hung out with him. So it was like a free ride for her, you know.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, it was awesome. Fear the Riff was so unbelievably loud. It was nuts. Huh. There was people there. No, just like everybody just playing every single thing you've ever heard super loud through like an amp that was like, it was just ridiculous. And the hall was so big. So it was like, there was nowhere for the sound to go except just like into your brain. And like, it was crazy because I talked to a few of the vendors and they were like, yeah, we went to NAMM and this is not like anywhere close to as loud as like this is way louder than NAMM. And it's like, whoa, that's crazy. They have drums at NAMM. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, That's crazy. But it's just like the design of the building was just like not, I mean, I'm sure we could get Cole Duke on here to talk about acoustics of buildings, but right. We'll just say, yeah, just allow for all the sound to just go into your head and explode. Yeah. So it was exciting when you got to like a station that had a headphone amp so you could put headphones on and protect your ears. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, I could imagine that, like,
it was so crazy loud. It was so loud. And then like all the cool booths were fine. But then there was always like some, I don't know how to say it politely, D-bag that would like hop on at like what was the station? At like the Jackson booth and just be like shredding like crazy as loud as he could. And you're just like, everyone hates you, bro.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. It has nothing to do with the product. Like, Jackson was fine. It was just that they were like, yeah, if you want to try it out. And he's like, yeah, turn it up to 11.
Yeah.
And like,
Spinal Tap.
Yeah, style. It was ridiculous. Yeah, no, but it was super awesome. As far as that, like midday, it started to calm down because there wasn't as many people. So it was like, it was more tolerable. You could have a conversation because, Ryan from Fuzz Rocious was there and I was wearing my 50-50 shirt. And he smacked me and was like, whoa, dude. Like, and just was like, I love those guys. Like, he's like yelling. Like, we're at, like, I felt like we were watching Pantera. He's like, I love those guys. Yeah, me too. And like, we couldn't literally have a conversation. And then like, we went by the booth later and he's like, yeah, man. He's like, that's cool. He's like, that's a really cool pedal. He's like, it's awesome. I love those guys. Those, you know, 60 Cycle Hum guys are amazing. And I was like, he's like, I love how they like annoy Ryan, like Ryan annoys Steve. He's like, I think it's great. And so like, we could have a conversation, but prior to that, it was just like,
yeah,
like you're just trying to yell over everybody else playing like stupid metal riffs, you know?
Yeah.
So that was annoying, but yeah, Ryan at Fuzz Rocious, one of the coolest dudes I've ever met.
Nice.
Oh, now I can't remember his name. I should just remember it, but I don't. From Adventure Audio, which is out of Rochester. I can't I can't remember his name. He was super awesome too. He just was like, whoa, he's like you're from New York. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'm like, you're from Rochester, right? And he's like, yeah, we just talked about Henrietta's Hots and like garbage plates and like traditional, yeah, like Rochester foods. It was super fun. Like, he was awesome. And then he let me to play like a top secret pedal that I can't talk about, but it was really cool.
Oh,
then,
that's amazing. Top secret.
Top secret, can't tell anybody. Is this
called?
I know the name of it too, actually, but that's not the name. But it was super awesome.
Yeah, like, but here is the name. I just let it all out. You're like, dang it, with the flippy flippers, for the gabbing gabbers.
Oh, Christian, that's his name. I can't believe that I didn't know his name. No, his name is Christian.
Oh, my stars!
Oh, bless my heart.
Gabbing grandmas, your gossipy weekend podcast.
Oh my gosh, can we do that? Like we'll do like a side like podcast called like One Lump or Two. It's just about like the tea that we serve during the grandma podcast.
And it's like only like at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh yeah. It is at tea time.
Yeah.
That's not like golf tea time. That's not what I'm saying. No. So but no, it was super fun. Blake Weiland, also a perfect gentleman, super nice. Gave me a jacket, gave my wife a jacket, gave Jason Fuzzmarger a jacket. Like he was Yeah, super awesome. He gave a guy a jacket because he was like pretending to be cold when he was handing the jackets out to like the Tone Mob people. And he's like, he's like, it's just so cold today. It was 85 degrees out. He's like, it's just so cold. And he's like, why do you want a jacket? He's like, I would love a jacket. And he's like, put it on him. It was hilarious.
like a little kid, like, here you go, little boy.
Yeah, zipped it up for him. It was awesome. So, yeah, went on the Gibson bus. Oh, man, I had a blast. Well, I didn't actually go on the Gibson. I peeked in the Gibson bus. The Gibson bus was hokey, but it was, like, funny. Uh-huh. But, like, I just peeked in. I didn't need to go in. There was enough there for me to go, eh, I'm good. But definitely, there was some rad stuff there. Tomcat was there. Old Blood Noise was there. Earthquaker Devices. I mean, who else? Death by Audio. There was so many like cool pedal companies because that's mainly what it was pedals, you know.
Yeah.
And there was some really rad stuff. So it was fun. It was super fun. And I didn't spend any money there. which is crazy.
And yeah, then, that's crazy.
And then I got home and I thought about it because I think it, like in my brain, like I'm very good about not spending money unless it's the flip. Like,
right.
If it's the flip, like, I'm like, oh, here's $200. I'm going to sell this, you know? But when it's for, like, myself, I really, like, plan it out, you know? And so, like, I got home and I was like, man, I should have bought a, I wanted the Fuzz Rocious, I don't know, I can't think of the name of it. The Gray Stash, and which is just, like, a Big Muff with, like, it's like a Civil War Big Muff clone. Right. That's what the circuit kind of is. But anyways, yeah, I really was like, yeah, I should have bought that. And then I just went online and bought one.
That's pretty good.
But I could have bought, there was like a blue one there and I was talking to Ryan about it. I was like, oh, I really like the blue. And he's like, yeah. He's like, that's like the demo model. He's like, at the end of the day, I can sell it to you. I was like, okay. And then I didn't buy it. You know, I just bought like a black one.
Right. Yeah, I should have messaged him.
Yeah,
not for free.
No, I mean, but they did have
a cheap price. Like, it was, yeah.
There was like 20% off anything you bought, and so if Fudge Roaches had a T-shirt, I definitely would have bought that, but they did not. But alas, they did not. So, and then which was cool. There was a band I used to really like called Cave In, and they had a member of Cave In do a demo. So that was cool too. So he, you know, but not that you could hear anything. So that was cool. But yeah. What else? I don't know. Cool. It was fun. I had a good time. I'm excited for the next thing I'll go to.
Which is what?
I have no idea. Just the next thing. Whatever it is. If I go to work, I'll be excited.
Is it my house? Is it my house? Sleepover?
No. No. But this is kind of big news. And I know I'm just talking about other people's podcasts. This is the podcast of all podcasts. We just talk about podcasts. So enjoy. We're the Potting Potters. Your weekend hangover podcast of podcasts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited because 60 Cycle Hum is doing like a guitar mod contest.
Nice.
And I'm super excited. I can't wait to like see what I can do. So I've set my bars high so I can try to win this thing, which I don't know what the prize is.
That's funny. You just win like... You just win like your mod. They just send it back to you. Like what?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you just
win. You won this pedal. Like, dude, I made this pedal. Okay.
Whatever it is, you have to mod a guitar. So like whatever it is, you
mod. Like, I made this guitar. Yeah.
So they just give you like the money to replace the thing you modded. So like you're like, oh, I put in this like 5-way switch. Like, oh, here's the money for a 3-way switch. Put it back.
Yeah. It's like the reverse. It's like picking you apart contest.
Yeah. That's funny. So yeah, so I got a couple ideas. I wrote them down. I'm excited. I want to see what I can do. So but that should be fun. So how you been, man? What's new with you?
So many things. We got a dog.
But still nothing. Oh yeah, what's the dog's name?
Batman. He's all black.
Do you call him Bruce Wayne though? That's what I would call him.
I wanted to call him Black Doodle.
But that's messed up.
And I said it's fine because I'm brown.
That's messed up.
And the people at the pet shop died laughing because they thought it was so funny.
What did you want to name him? Oh, yeah. I don't.
Because he's golden doodle.
Yeah, no, I get it.
His technical name is Black Bear Golden Doodle.
Okay.
So like, can I call him Black Doodle?
So you call him Batman instead.
Yeah. Or my friend Marissa has a dog named Sammy, and he's a poodle. So I wanted to call him Black Sammy because he looks just like Sammy. But she's like, you can't call him Black Sammy. I was like, dang it. I was like, what if I call him like the Black Samurai? She's like, no. I was like, that's a show.
You should call him Blackula.
Blackula, yeah. Or
that would have been good.
Or I'll just like rotate through like all these black exploitation films from
like Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite. Super strong.
Yeah. Black Dynamite would be a great name for a dog because like that doesn't sound racist. That just sounds like
black. He's like, a black dog. Black. He has like
he's like a black dynamite.
He has like a soul patchy thing going on, like with gray, and like a little bit of his belly's gray, but like everything else is dark. Like he has like
you should call him Undercover Brother.
Oh yeah, that would be pretty good.
That'd have been good.
Yeah, you come up with all these like super awesome like names
in like 20 names, seconds,
and you're like, no, you can't use Black-a-doodle.
Yeah, but mine all sound awesome. But then you're call like, him, they're like, what's your
call him, what was call your him Negro name? Joe? Like, I'm not gonna call him Negro Joe. Like,
oh my gosh, that's a bit much. Can you put the bleep in there so like when it, like they don't know what you said?
Yeah, my friend Brian had a black Pomeranian and he called him N-word Jim, and like that was his gosh. Name. Like that's, it wasn't the N-word. It was like just the two words.
Oh my god,
the N-word Jim. That was the dog's whole name. I was like, what are you doing? And his girlfriend, black.
Oh my gosh,
this is kind of funny.
Like.
But whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, next subject. Yeah. How else have you been? now that I literally feel like a piece of crap.
I've been just busy.
I'd like to, hold on, before we go any further, I'd just like to say, my son's black, so it's okay.
Yes, Mr. Native American. Everything's okay.
No, it's not okay because I'm Native American. It's okay because my son's black.
Yeah, it's like knowing someone who's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, which I do. I know three of them. They all live. Well, yeah, that's pretty good. They're not like maids. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know why you get that idea.
Yeah. They make great food.
Yeah, it's Mr. Jefferson. I got Mr. Jefferson lives in my house.
That's right.
He doesn't really look like him anymore. When he was a little baby, he looked just like Mr. Jefferson.
Yep.
It was so funny. Yeah. And we had Wheezy, which didn't look like Wheezy, but it was so funny.
No, she was just, we just needed her for the effect of calling him Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah, so no, then people could get it. Like, some people don't know, they're like, Thomas Jefferson? All right, so
yeah.
this is going to get a little crazy. So this one time, I don't think I've ever told this story. I hope I haven't, because it's pretty funny. So I was like, in Rochester, and it was like right in the ghetto taking pictures, and it's fine, like I don't care, like it was awesome, I had a great time. But then there was this huge family of like 13 people, and they're all kids, like, you know, like teenagers to like babies. And there was this one kid who was like 7 or 8, and they just kept, he was a handsome kid, they're like he's so cute, he looks so good, like all the moms were saying it. Uh-huh. And they're And this this lady who was like the aunt goes, "Oh, you look like that. You look like that one brother. What's his name? Oh yeah, Thomas Jefferson." And I turned my head, and she went, "Yeah, that's it, Thomas Jefferson."
That one brother, TJ.
Yeah. And then, of course, like, there was a lot of N-bombs at that moment from the rest of the family. Like, but they were all in agreement that he looked just like Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, that's so funny.
You guys don't know who Thomas Jefferson is. They think he's Thomas Jefferson that's married to Wheezy, apparently. I just, like, in my brain, I was like, Thomas Jefferson? Like, like, if they said George Washington, I'd be like, oh, George Washington Carver. They mean the peanut butter guy. I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, Thomas Jefferson, bit of a stretch.
Yeah, that's super funny, though.
Yeah, that was good.
He did have those slave kids. Or those, slave kids.
Yeah, no, yeah, he was all over the place.
Yeah.
So
hollering. He was hollering.
Hey, man, he was progressive. I'm into it.
Yeah.
So.
Like,
my wife doesn't like that, but I'm into it.
Yeah. Like, my wife's not black, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Life is good. Busy. Started working. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. So these shifts are just weird. They're weird.
I know. I just joined a group called Friend Me, because I don't have any friends anymore now that you have a job. I'm like that one kid that won't get a job, but like all his friends have like moved on to college.
Yeah. You're like, we're gonna live in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're supposed to agree.
I have a hole in these. And then
I got a drug smuggler on.
You have like a band t-shirt, but like for some reason it it's really small, and like you see your belly button.
Right, because Nirvana from when I was 8.
Yeah, and you have a.
I have a drug,
like, jean jacket.
No, no, no,
drug a smuggler. Jean vest.
No,
drug. What's a drug smuggler?
Oh, you got Google drug smuggler.
Okay. Oh, and now back from their hiatus, keyboard.
And then just put clothing after. I bet you that is what you need. You'll recognize it right away.
Drug smuggler's chainsaw. Drug smuggler's saint.
What?
Drug
smuggler's all like, this is hilarious. You guys, if you have a second, if you have a second, you should definitely Google drug smuggler clothes, because it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's all like people, they look like they're adults and they look like they're wearing diapers because they take drugs to themselves. It's
hilarious.
It's so freaking funny. It's not at all what I was talking about. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, like this guy has like a giant butt. Person like tape bags of
cocaine. He's wearing like compression pants, but it, like, yeah. He looks like he pooped his pants. It's so funny. And he has his gas one in his crotch. It's so funny.
That's
the most ridiculous. I'm going to put sweatshirt. I bet you that
all. Yeah, look at one guy. He looks like he took a giant dump in his pants.
It's so funny. I can't podcast anymore. I'm done. Well, this is Flipping Flippers. Thanks for listening, guys. I can't believe I can't find. I can't. Yeah, me too. I mean, that's literally the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, I can't find it.
I can't find it either. Oh, here it is. Yeah, under I put hoodie and it came up. So I'll post a picture for you, but I'll just. They're, you know what they look like. They're like the Mexican, like, looking
hoodies. Oh, yeah. I definitely know. I used to have one.
Yeah, you were a drug smuggler, so you have to have one.
Yep.
So.
Yep, for sure.
But, yeah, so anyways. Oh, that's so funny. I can't even drug smuggler clothing. Definitely Google that. You'll laugh with us.
I like that this is from Mexican Threads.
Isn't that amazing? They're not messing around. Not one kid is a Mexican in these pictures, though. They're all like girls who'd wear like Aeropastel.
Yep.
Or Aeropostale. Looks like
caterpillar eyebrows.
Yeah. Caterbrows. They got them.
Caterbrows.
So, yeah. So, anyways, that's good. I'm glad you're doing good. Yeah, well, you've been busy. And then, like, things, we just couldn't line it up because the moons wouldn't align and things happened. And the one day I could do it, like, I was sick. So it was just like, right. It just didn't work out.
And then the other dudes were like, ah! And then the other
time. It was one day we tried to record and every kid was bananas. It was like 1 in the morning. And I was like, every kid is awake.
And I was like, I'm going to sleep. Yeah. And then like, I worked last week, so we couldn't like record.
Yep.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And then I went to like Fear the Riff and we couldn't record on Saturday. There's a lot going on. So, but yeah, man. It's good though. We survived, so we're back. We're back.
Yeah,
we're like AC/DC, Back in Black.
Back in Black.
So, but
sorry, I'm just I remember that a new Jackie Chan movie came out called The Foreigner, and I wanted to watch it.
That looks good. That looks really good. Did you watch it?
Good. No, I wanted to.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
I was gonna watch it. My plan was to watch it because I usually during the school year go to lunch by myself. I often go to lunch with a friend.
Right.
And then they want to go to the movie.
Every single day.
Which I don't understand. I don't understand like
every single
why
day.
You would have I don't understand why you want to have lunch, but then like you don't want to go watch a movie at like 1 in the afternoon on a Friday. Like I feel like it's just perfect. But anyways, was to go to lunch by myself. No, to eat lunch at home and then go see this movie at 1. But then I had to work. But like it looks so good, man.
It looks really good. It looks really, really good. Yep. I'm not going to see it in the theater, but I'll definitely watch it because it looks.
You're like, I'll definitely watch it on the hacked Fire Stick.
Hacked Fire Stick. No, that's not what I meant. I meant like, okay, I'll check it out when it comes to Redbox. That's what I meant.
And by that, I mean I'll download it off the Pirate Bay clean. You're like,
that's why I heard. That's why our bandwidth is so bad, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Like, I'm just downloading those PS2 games.
PS2
games. I actually have a PS2. It's on my desk.
I could go for a PS2 right now. But yeah, just like
I'm trying to find like a game download of NBA Street Volume 2 because I felt like that game was amazing.
That was good. That was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Here I am.
I do have flipping news, so we'll talk about that.
I
did a couple things this week. I got flipping news. You stop talking. So, but anyways, I bought a while back I bought an Alter Ego, the version 1, for $65 shipped, which is fantastic. And then, what day are we releasing this? On Friday, on Saturday. Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sunday.
Because I'm trying to, you know how we always say we never comment at the right time?
Right. So I can just release it tomorrow. But...
No. I don't want anybody having it early.
Yeah. We just released 3 episodes. Like, it's just this episode part of the 3 things.
That's good. So anyways, so I bought that Alter Ego and then I was like debating. I'm like, I really like the DL4. It's pretty good. But I was like, the switches on it are a little bit loud. So I was like, that's kind of annoying. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll contact Leon and see about putting in soft switches or something. And then all of a sudden, like, I was like, oh, I wonder if they have I've been lowballing people like crazy on the TC Alter Ego 4X.
Right.
And like everybody just comes back with a stupid price. And then all of a sudden this morning when I got on, I was like laying in bed and I had one mongrel already laying on me. And so like I was on my phone looking at Reverb, boom, right away. I was like 115, done, bought. So I sold my Alter Ego for 100.
Oh, nice.
used, and I bought it for 65.
Yeah.
And then the next day, there was one available, the 4X one, for $115. So essentially, like, I mean, I paid hardly anything. I paid like $35 or whatever for, what was that, $50. I paid $50 to have the Alter Ego 4X. Like, I was like, that's amazing.
That's pretty.
Pretty sweet. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So that was cool. And then I bought... a while back I bought a Mexican Strat and it looks brand new and I have not been able to flip that thing. I put it up 400 to 350, 200 or 300 and like nothing, no bites. And so like jokingly I posted like on all the groups, just like, hey, I've been thinking about parting this out. If you guys don't buy it at this price, I'm going to be forced to part it out, like as a joke. And, just to see if I get any people went off. Like, they're like, I hate when people do this. It's like when you, like, steal a bike and chop it up. I'm like, no, that's not the same thing. Like, right. I was like, and, like, somebody's like, well, sometimes the parts are better than the whole sum. You know, like, it's fine. And, like, so people were, like, going off on different groups. I was like, I had to put, like, it was a joke, guys. I was, like, mocking people who say, like, if it doesn't sell by tomorrow, I'm just going to keep it. You know, like, that was the joke.
Right.
And, and so then, like, it didn't sell. I got a couple bites off it, but nothing, you know, they would like, oh, would you trade? And I was like, I just want to sell the thing. Like I thought about some trades, but there wasn't anything decent. And then, so then I parted it out and I made $400.
That's awesome.
And I still have the tuning peg. So I'll make like $420 probably out of it.
Oh man.
$420, baby.
$420. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny that I actually like parted it out as like, I was like, okay, nope.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I don't even remember the last time. Actually, I do remember the last time I played guitar, and it makes me kind of sad.
Whoa, that's deep, bro.
Yeah, it's almost
so funny.
Yeah.
I just saw it. I'm trying to post it, and I just saw it. This picture is so funny. Oh goodness! Hopefully I'm gonna look at that later and die laughing again. So, anyways. Yeah, you said about guitar. It's fine.
Well, because, like, so, like, I said, like, I'm trying to, like, rebuild credit. So, I applied for, like, an Amazon like Prime Visa card. Like,
oh, okay.
Because I was like, well, you know, I was like, I buy books through Amazon anyways.
Yeah.
So like, so we order books and then we pay for them, obviously. But I was like, if I do the credit card, like on Amazon, so like if I spend like $200 or $300 on books and pay for it, you know, like that's $5-$10. Like it's not a bunch, but like it's still
that's
$5 or $10.
If you do it enough, that's
so exciting for Gables. And so like I did that, and like I went to go order a book, and it was like, oh no, I got an email that's like, you know, you've been accepted. Like, welcome to Amazon Prime, blah, blah, blah. Like, enjoy this $70. And I was like, what? I was like, you just gave me $70 to, like, to like sign up for this credit card. Like, what if, like, people just sign up for the credit card? They just use the $70.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do that stuff.
That's insane.
When I signed up, I have, like, a – I think it's called the Venture Card. And when I signed up for it, they gave me 50,000 like points, and 50,000 points was like $500 in gift cards.
That's crazy. And, damn.
And I used them.
That's insane.
Yeah. And I didn't do anything to earn them. And then like we used the card for our business. And then like, they're like, in the first 3 months, if you spend, something like $2,000 or something, they gave you like another 400 or 40,000 points.
Yeah.
And sure enough, got that right away. Huh. So like, yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and but whatever. So what'd you buy with that? Did you buy
anything? I haven't bought anything yet.
Well, let me help you. Everybody join on right now. Let's get on Amazon right now and see what's there. I think you should buy a Fuzz Rocher Spettle because they're relatively inexpensive.
Well, that's what I was like. That's what I said. Like, that's what got me thinking about the last time I played guitar. Like, it's been like almost 2 months.
Right. So then you better get a new pedal, and then it'll make you feel better about yourself. Yeah. They have one for $145. Get it.
And then I only play 70. 75.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. He does also some of the things about Fuzz Rocher that's really cool. He has a couple of really cool things. He has the Luna re-eclipse, and it's basically all different like diodes and like to make like your own like sound for my wife's texting me, so it's probably important.
You're like, did I?
Yeah, so anyways, so basically you can pick different clipping options, but it's like different actual, like there's germanium, there's like actual different ones. It's just you're picking your path, and then you're essentially just making your own distortion pedal or like overdrive, where you just pick what kind of drive you want to sound like, and then you can just use like an EQ or something, or you can use the backstabber to like mix it and make it your own pedal. It's pretty freaking rad.
Huh.
I was like, oh, that's really cool. So I get to play around with that. It was definitely cool. I wish there was like a little chart or something. It was just chaotic there. If there was like a chart to see which one each one is, but I'd like to see that, like try that like again. But that was cool. And that's cheap. That's $139.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So get that.
Done. Like click.
So, anyways, so what do you think you want to buy with it? Or you just don't want to get, you just want to buy DVDs and quit playing guitar?
Yeah, okay. I just want to buy a...
Then send me your Pelotar, just so I can have two.
How to crochet DVDs.
How to crochet DVDs. But like how to crochet, like, DVD shapes.
Yeah, that's right, just circle.
They're little, like, pockets.
I just want to make pot, like, pot holders.
Yeah, that's me. That speaks to the value you're making.
Yeah, that's really good. Oh man, I don't know what I want to buy. I really don't have any like desire to buy anything. Because my brain is so overtaken with stupid school.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's like I'm still doing my undergrad, but they're graduate classes, just paying undergrad prices. So like, I was like, I'm not really,
that's the
really
ultimate, ready. That's the ultimate flip.
Really ready. My brain, not ready.
So, yeah. What else was I going to say? I don't know. There was lots of stuff I wanted to talk about, but we essentially just won't talk about anything, which is pretty much normal.
Yeah.
People are like, yes, finally, we need this. I have been missing episodes.
Yes. So, if you guys want to give me some ideas on what to buy with these $70,
yeah,
I will post take it. Them into consideration. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you should post a picture of your board because it's got to be a pedal. You're not buying a guitar. Like, it's got to be a pedal. So, you should post a picture of your board and then people can kind of pick and choose. Maybe you should do a voting thing and then just buy whatever they tell you to.
Yeah, and I cannot spend extra money. Well, I can, but I'm not going to.
Okay, all right. Well, then that puts me
out. Only with the $70. Yeah.
$70. That's like a, but just give it to me.
Yeah,
send it to me. You should then, like, a carbon copy and then you should just flip it.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. Like, yeah, we'll just start the flip to NAM, even though I'm not going. We could send our producer Spencer Hyam to NAM.
Yeah, that's the really long flight, so he's gonna need that extra funds,
all that cash.
I mean, what is it, like a 3-minute walk to his house?
Yeah, something really short. That's too funny.
So, yeah, man. But I've been Ubering like crazy, pay off that Rayburn and make some extra money for myself. And so that's fun. It's pretty crazy.
Dude, I'm super excited for you to get it.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to have a color picked. I'm very...
Yeah, Sherwood Green.
What's that?
Sherwood Green, right?
Yeah, Sherwood, yeah. And then with all gold and hardware and like a black pickguard. Yeah. And then I have P90 pickups that look like gold foils because they have like a gold like mesh over the like a grill, you know?
Yeah.
So those, yeah. Oh man, those, and they're, I'm excited about that. So yeah. It's and then I'm selling a ton of stuff, but it just like it's been taking me time, but I bought a Maleco Wolf Tone Chaos, which is like, it's just weird. It's a weird fuzz. Uh-huh. I think, what is it, a flange? I can't remember what it was, but I didn't love it. Part of the problem is the two of the clipping options are like the little pegs. I don't know what you call them, but the switches are broken. I took it apart and I was like, I could fix this. Then I was like, nah. I bought it for $60. I think 60. I don't know. I have to look at my thing. I think I bought it for 60 or no more than 70, but it might have been 70 shipped. I don't know. But
right, yeah.
It's selling right now for like $89 or something. So I've already made money on it for something I haven't done anything with. So I'm hoping I'm hoping it gets up to like 100. I'm excited about that. So that's, you know, whatever that sells for just paid for my Fuzz Rocious pedal, so that's good. And a little bit of cash, but
yeah, I think to try and do like a flip thing would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. There's definitely stuff on there. You just got to be like, yeah, we need your help, everyone, to like find like a good like money maker. You know,
Esteban's blind and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Carbon copies have always been good. They're on here. Like the cheapest one is 104 right now. But I bought one off here for $65, and sold it for $100. So there's definitely like money to be made out there.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just, you just gotta watch. Watch it. Just
watch it. Oh, King, always watch it. Always.
It's pretty good. It is pretty good. So, yeah. I don't know if I have anything else new besides that, except I have a sweet Tone Mob jacket. So
yeah, that's so cool. We should post a picture.
Yeah, it was cool though. That what was also cool is there was like 10 people, but there was really like 4 people in the beginning that were there for a long time. So yeah, I got to meet a couple people, really get to like know them, like a couple people that were like super cool. Blake was crazy busy. And then, like, I talked with his wife for, like, an hour. Because, like, she just sat down, and she's wearing, like, a Tone Mob shirt. And I was like, oh, that's Blake's wife. You know, like, it was obvious, you know. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, she's like, where are you guys from? And then she, like, talked to it. She was super nice. And then, like, when we were about to leave, Jason gave, like, I don't know, you should know if I should talk about this, but he gave as a gift, like, some local beer and to, like, bring home. And so he had to go to the car. So him and his wife, like, came to, like, Jason's car. And then we talked to them for, like, an hour about, like, about the kids, about pizza, about, like, my wife being gluten-free, like, just, like, right, like, normal life stuff. So yeah, it was cool to, like, decompress and not talk about gear for, you know, like, another hour and a half, you know. And then we got in the car, and Jason and I talked about gear the whole way home. So it was good, though. We had a good time.
Yeah, we have a friend named Henry who's just, like, kind of awkward. But he, like, he's kind of got, like, he either talks a bunch or he doesn't talk at all.
Oh, okay. I almost...
That's funny. Like my friend Sam's like, yeah, I brought Henry home.
Oh, you know what you should get?
He said nothing.
Yeah, you know what you should get? You should get... Remember that Nux we were looking at? That Nux pedal? Yeah, yeah. I wonder if it's...
Which one?
I don't know. I can't remember anything anymore.
I think there's so many. I feel that.
It was the, like, reverb-y one or something. No, I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Oh, the Moore one?
Nope. It was Nux.
Nux.
It was something core, like, something core, some like tone core. No, tone core is the time core. The time core. Dude, $79.
The time core.
But I thought there was one that wasn't...
Because I have a delay pedal.
I know you do. You don't need that.
I have the Time Force, which is like the bigger one.
Whatever. You think you're so cool.
Yeah, which one were we looking at?
I think maybe it was not out yet. I swear it was. Oh, the tape core. That was it. It was the tape delay one. Yeah, because it was a little bit more. It's $99 used. No, new. That's the cool, though. Core.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, it was cool.
The phaser core.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Metal core. Oh, that's not already a pedal by Boss, but thanks for playing. Time core.
Octave loop. The mod core.
Phaser core. Did you say that one, or did you say flanger core?
I think I said phaser core.
What about drive core?
I did not say drive core.
Chorus core. That's so stupid. Chorus core. Chorus core is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Hey, when I went to the mechanic, I got to check my chorus core.
Yeah, so I typed in Nux core, mm-hmm. Nux women's core, low rise capri pants. Like, no, that's not what we want.
Look it up. Is that
flanger core? Yeah, chorus core is the stupidest one, I think.
Yeah, it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, ever. So yeah, man. I finally got my pedal back from Josh Marmon, so that was good.
Nice.
I had to go shake him down at work.
Listen to your pup.
Like, you gonna give me my pedal? I'm gonna break your hands. I stuttered like that too when I said it. I was like, I'm gonna break your hands. No, actually, he's just like, he's like double dipping right now. He's like working two jobs and because he's like
crazy.
You know, yeah, and so like he was like, can you just meet me at work and come and get it? I was like, sure. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So I broke in the hospital. I like karate chopped the front gate guy and I karate chopped the guard inside. It was crazy. It got nuts. But hey, man, I got to get my pedal back. That's like $300. So
yeah,
I got to make it happen.
Oh, man. So there's this book. My Amazon Prime, like Amazon recommended. It's called All My Friends Are Dead. And it's like a picture of a brontosaurus on the cover. Good. People are like, oh, there's a second one called My Friends Are Still Dead.
That's funny. That's really funny.
I have to find, like, because sometimes they, like, have books, like, read online, like, on YouTube or whatever. I'll have to see if that's on there, because I feel like that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Good. All My Friends Are Dead. All My Friends Are Still Dead.
Yeah, all our friends are belong to us, still dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had to get a new phone. That sucked.
Oh yeah. So now you have like a newer iPhone with no headphone jack, right?
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah,
it's only annoying in the car. Like, that's the only time it's annoying. Now, in two of our vehicles, we have Bluetooth, which sounds great when I say it, but the third vehicle that I drive all the time does not have it.
Like, my car doesn't have it, but I, like, because I would plug my phone in so much. Like, I bought, like, a $10 Bluetooth.
Yes.
Yep, thing off Amazon.
How did that work? Because I literally was just looking at that yesterday. I was like, I'm just going to leave that plugged into the one car and it'll just be there all the time. So, yeah, that's
fantastic.
That's good because I was wondering about that. You'll have to send me a link. There was a ton of them, so I didn't know like what to go with. That picture's so funny. I keep going through all my different like eyeballs. Like,
the pants? Yeah.
The
smuggler pants?
Yeah, I have like a lot of screens open and I'm like going through and shutting them and then it keeps popping up. That's so good. I finally closed it though, like an adult. what else was I gonna say? I don't know. I'm selling a bunch of pedals, so that's good. I have a bunch of cheap pedals that need to go, like a multi-chorus Digitech and a grunge and
a multi-chorus core.
Yeah, multi-chorus core. Chorus.
Yeah.
Core. So, I didn't talk about this. So, that Epiphone I was working on with the P90, remember how I talked how it had like 11 different wires when I like opened it up?
Uh-huh.
I talked to Kevin Equitz and I talked to Ko as well. Ko like tried to help me out. And then he was like, I'm not sure. Talk to Kevin. Ask Kevin. Kevin like shows me a diagram and says, do this and this and this. I say, okay. I do that. Nothing. Just like very light. Like if I turn the amp up super loud and only have it on that pickup, then it definitely makes a noise, but it's just very faint. And then if you hit the tone knob, then it basically like fades out. So it's like, it's not working right. So he was like, yeah, it's probably wrecked. And so, like, when I got the guitar, it was all in pieces, and, like, he didn't use bubble wrap. It was just, everything was just floating around in there. Huh. So, like, I was like, okay. So, it probably just got banged up. So, I bought new pickups for it. I got to put them in. Well, just one pickup, but I just bought cheap, like, El Nico 5, like, generic brand ones. They were, like, $25 or something for a set. So, I'll sell the one and probably get, like, $12 or $13. So, it's fine. Whatever. So I'm got to do that. I'm excited about getting that done. Hopefully I can do it tomorrow. But so that I'm going to have like a little funeral. I'm going to bury that pickup in the backyard. Oh, that's pretty good. That's like in stereo. All the kids are standing around holding like dead black flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if those are the notes. That's what I think they are.
You hit it. Yeah, you definitely hit it.
Okay, good.
So I'm just waiting for my number for the King of Tone to come up.
Yeah, what number is it?
I don't. It's based on dates, and then it's like so many days after your 1 year anniversary. So I think I have like another 6 months or something. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
So. But you see Spencer's our new producer?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you saw that.
Yeah, that's why I said we need to get our producer to NAMM.
No, I said new producer. You're not listening. You don't listen.
Okay, I'm not listening.
Okay, that sounds about right. So.
Yes.
Well.
I am now lost.
Yeah. Well, this is good. This is really good. Thanks, guys.
We're the riveting riveters.
Riveting riveters. Yep. Your bi-monthly hangover podcast. So yeah, man. Well, I got nothing else. You got anything?
Nope, I got nothing. And if I did, you'd probably just cut me off anyways. Totally.
That's Gear Slum style.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, bye.